AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. There are long lines and delays at airports across the country as millions of people try to make it home for the holidays.
Just waiting in line to get on an airplane.
A long line.
A long line.
Get here plenty early if you're leaving. I didn't realize Nashville wasn't near this bad.
Airlines have scrapped thousands of flights. Drivers are experiencing whiteout conditions on highways. And people are making preps at home ahead of a massive winter storm. CBS's Janet Shamlian's in Houston, Texas.
Warnings are out for people, for plants, for pipes and pets. And if you drive around the neighborhoods near where we are, which is close to downtown, you see everything covered. A lot of people have foliage that grows all year round because of the climate here. And you see the white tarps over everything.
President Biden staying put in Washington.
In a brief set of remarks, the president wished the country peace this holiday season.
Our politics has gotten so angry. So mean, so partisan.
He said that's not in the spirit of Christmas.
I sincerely hope this holiday season will drain the poison that has infected our politics and set us against one another.
Mr. Biden left the East Room without taking questions. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The Senate did pass a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government through next fall today, and it includes more aid for Ukraine as well as disaster relief for communities hit by strong storms. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
A lot of ups and downs, but at the end, a great result that really helped the American people.
That measure now heads to the House. A former crypto founder has been freed on bond. CBS's Peter King.
A federal judge says Sam Bankman-Fried can live under house arrest with his parents in California after posting a $250 million bond. The arraignment comes a day after two of Bankman-Fried's closest associates pled guilty to charges that included wire securities and commodities fraud. Bankman-Fried says he hasn't done anything wrong.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's ready for peace talks with Ukraine following President Zelensky's quick trip to Washington. More now from CBS's Mary Alushnia.
Putin's spokesperson said that this trip showcases how the U.S. is committed to policy of fighting Russia, quote, until the last Ukrainian. That's, again, reiterating this very common Kremlin narrative that United States is pushing Ukraine to fight with Russia.
Target is recalling thousands of Pillow Fort weighted blankets over reports of young children getting trapped and suffocating. At least two kids have died. The retailer is now urging people to stop using them immediately. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 348 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. You may need to change your holiday travel plans. A winter storm warning is in effect. Until 6 a.m. on Saturday, we could see 3 to 7 inches of snow across parts of Wisconsin. The winds an even bigger concern. Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour could cause major visibility issues tonight and through tomorrow. Wind should gradually decrease on Saturday. Wind chill values expected to be between 10 and 20 below zero through Sunday morning. If you're flying, contact your airline, not the airport, to find out if flights are running on time. Wisconsin senators earmarking money for more than $306 million for community projects across the state. The $1.7 trillion omnibus spending package set to be voted on by Congress this week. Its passage funds the government through September of next year. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Salt Coalition. Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Ogama, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of Native Roots Radio is brought to you by MinSure. MinSure helped me find a plan that worked for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MinSure, and they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage? Go to mnsure.org today to get started and get covered.
Hey, we have a great show tonight. We're going to have Rachel Thunder on and talk about the whole walk for Leonard Peltier, the Justice Walk, and we're excited to have her on. And as you know, we talk about Native issues, and we have news that you don't hear anywhere else on Turtle Island. So I'm going to hand over the show to Ogama with the news. So welcome, Ogama.
Hey, bonjour, relatives. My name is Ogama Ganu Akwe. I am a member of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I have a little bit of news for you here today. Something happened in the Twin Cities today. There was a press release that just came through. In honor of Indigenous Peoples Month, a dozen or more water protectors had gathered at the DNR headquarters in St. Paul. I believe that's over on Lafayette. And the press release states that the Minnesota DNR has failed to protect the lands and waters of Minnesota. During the exceptional drought of 2021, the DNR allowed the multinational corporation Enbridge to dewater 5 billion gallons of water during the Line 3/93 construction. The state of Minnesota later was informed of an unreported aquifer breach next to the main terminal in Clearbrook, Minnesota, and there were three other documented aquifer breaches along the route, and many more are now being investigated. There were 26 reported frack outs of drilling fluid during horizontal directional drilling processes, and damage waivers were given for the process, but damages to the land and waters are not temporary. They are permanent, and water protectors intend to occupy space outside the DNR headquarters with a sacred fire and prayer today, November 22nd. Representatives of Rise Coalition, the Indigenous Environmental Network, Wadukawad Amikwag, and Citizens of Minnesota signed the press release. So we weren't able to get down there this morning when that action happened, but so far there's been a few photos that have come out, and it's you know, it's powerful, Robert, when our relatives get together and talk about those important things that are happening.
Well, we need to resist, divest, and join a group and run for office. So that's awesome that the group was down there at Lafayette, the DNR, right, the building?
Yeah, the DNR building in the Minnesota DNR, like the press release said, is currently only investigating three aquifer breaches, but there's been several places from the citizen science group, Wadukawad Amikwag, which is translatable to those who help the beaver. And they've done a lot of surveying. They did aerial surveillance of the route and have come up with a lot more damages than are being reported to the DNR. And those agencies so far, to their knowledge, have not investigated those issues. And, you know, this spells big trouble for Minnesota's water. And I am, for one of those concerned Minnesota tribal people who, as a woman and as an Anishinaabe woman, my role is to protect the water. And for those of you who don't know what's going on, make sure you're checking out and getting involved with those groups and those things that can help to make a difference and make change. Wadukawad Amikwag, Rise Coalition, MN350, the Indigenous Environmental Network. Robert, what are some of those other groups? Do you know any other ones?
Well, no, you caught them all, but I do. What I want to say too is, because we're live right now on nine shows in Wisconsin, or nine stations in Wisconsin, is that it's coming there too with Line 5. Enbridge is not stopping, and of course we've been talking about ICWA and the whole fight on ICWA, and really what ICWA is all about is stealing our land and fighting against our sovereignty. So stay tuned, Wisconsin, because we've had our battle and are battling here in Minnesota with Enbridge and all these foreign companies.
Yes, stay tuned and keep yourself involved over there. I do believe that there's 350 groups in Wisconsin. I think there's a Madison 350 yeah. Group that you could get involved with there. And many of these groups from Minnesota and Michigan fighting Line 3 and Line 5 are ready and willing to come help you take a stand in whatever way you may need to help protect your resources and water over in Wisconsin. So don't be shy. You have backup over here.
My eye is twitching again here. This is ridiculous, bogus stuff that we've been going through for 500 years.
Exactly. You know, and it doesn't, at this point, it doesn't show any sign of stopping, pun intended, as we come into the holiday season, that just because it's winter does not mean these companies and these corporations and people that stand to gain power and financial gain from Native people losing our sovereignty have slowed down. So keep your eyes peeled on what happens with this ICWA case as well. There's been some rumors that some of the funding for these ICWA cases in the Supreme Court is directly coming or indirectly coming from people that may be financed from that. I can't get any confirmation on that anywhere, but I mean, these companies definitely.
It is not a rumor.
Go ahead, Robert.
I'm sorry. It is not a rumor. It is true. So I just want to verify that these are sponsored, this ICWA fight sponsored by oil companies. They're paying their lawyers are doing it for free. So it isn't a direct attack on sovereignty. And I just want to say one thing, too. I'm thinking about Thanksgiving. And 6 years ago, Ogama, I don't know, I'm sure you have more news. I don't mean to break into what you're saying. But I was at Standing Rock, and there was 20,000 people there, and Jane Fonda was there too, but so were we, and it was like the second largest city in North Dakota that week.
yeah. I heard about that, and you know, I didn't get a chance to go to Standing Rock. As much as it hurt my heart to not be there, my other responsibility as an Anishinaabe woman is to my children, and I didn't have a safe place for my child if I would have gone. And I had heard about some of the things that were happening there, and many of those things that happened there, like surveillance, violence, those types of things from police and other agencies like Tiger Swan, also happened here in Minnesota. And there's an ongoing case against the Aiken County Sheriff Dan Guida for his role in taking money from Enbridge, and what happens within the state of Minnesota when the state of Minnesota is taking money from these companies to, quote, protect and serve for the police forces to serve these types of companies. So I really hope that maybe our relatives in Wisconsin will have opened their eyes and learned something from what happened here. But I mean, we'll have to kind of wait and see. Robert, I didn't have that much other news today. I just wanted to touch base and give some congratulations that there's five new tribal historic preservation agreements completed and signed with tribes in 2022. The National Park Service just sent over a press release, and they welcomed the following tribes to the Tribal Historic Preservation Program. The Chemehuevi Indian Tribe of California, La Jolla, La Jolla Band of Luiseno Indians in California, Santa Rosa Indian Community, Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians in California, and the Sokoagon Chippewa Tribe in Mole Lake, Wisconsin. So four in California and one in Wisconsin were joined into the National Park Service Tribal Historic Preservation Program. So that is a good partnership. And the National Park Service is really hoping for more tribes to take part in that program. So if you are a tribal person, like perhaps Robert with the Ho-Chunk Nation, there's more information on the Tribal Historic Preservation Program on their website.
Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to our intern. I'm going to bring her on real quick. Great job yesterday for sitting in for Ogama, and we're gonna have you on the fourth segment. So get ready. All right, shake your head. Ahoo. Hey, we'll be right back with Rachel Thunder. You're listening to Native Roots Radio.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MinSure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MinSure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MinSure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNSure.org. MNSure.org.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit MN350.org.
Power, radio hour.
Hi, this is Paul Metza. Thanks for listening to the Wall of Power Radio Hour for the last 5 years on AM 950. We air every Saturday night at 6 p.m. We have artists, musicians, private detectives, politicians, and more. On AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, everybody. This portion of Native Roots Radio is brought to you by our wonderful supporters on Patreon, and I wanted to give a shout out to our new and very generous sponsor, Joanne, on Patreon. We got the message that you signed up to support us, and Chimigwich, Pini Geeky, for all of your support, and to all of our other patrons on Patreon. And if you're not yet a Patreon supporter to Native Roots Radio, you can go to patreon.com/Native Roots Radio Network.
Hey, I am super, super stoked tonight to have Rachel Thunder on. And first of all, that's a cool name. I just want to say that real quick. And, you know, to have we often talk about who's coming up next, what young warriors are coming behind us. There's a lot of great leaders that have passed on recently, and I think things are looking good. And we always talk about how good things are looking for our Native community. And tonight we have Rachel Thunder on, and I want Rachel. First of all, I want to say, Pini Gigi, thank you so much for being on. And I want you to talk a little bit about your track with the Free Leonard Peltier Walk to Justice to Washington and how that came about, and how it ended, and talk about your work. I'm just really excited to have you on, and thank you so much.
Yeah. Dante, Robert, thank you. Thank you for having me on again. I know that we've been calling in from the walk here to Native Roots Radio, kind of giving updates since the beginning and even like in the planning stages. But I know that there's people listening right now that really haven't maybe heard the whole story. So like Robert asked me to do, I'll start kind of from the beginning. Yeah. So around 2 years ago, there were those of us that were in the American Indian Movement Grand Governing Council, specifically the women of GGC, and we were having dreams about Elder Leonard Peltier. And for those of you listening, Elder Leonard Peltier, he's the longest held Indigenous political prisoner. He's been held for 47 years by the United States government on aiding and abetting charges. So, you know, about 2 years ago, we were having dreams about him, and the dreams that I was having, you know, I'd be in his prison cell with him, and he would be sitting on his bed, and he would have his face in his hands, and he would never say anything or look at me or anything like that. But I would always tell him to not worry that his people hadn't forgotten about him, and to not worry that his people were coming to get him and that AIM was coming to get him. And so these dreams that I was having and some of the other women of AIM, we took these dreams into prayer. We prayed about them. We took them into ceremony. And through those ceremonies, it came in that we were to walk from the heart of the American Indian Movement in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to Washington, D.C., to those people that are in those positions of influence to release our elder so that he can finally be free with his people. And so we began that planning process, you know, funding, planning logistics, planning the route, you know, seeing who was going to be there, not be there, and all of those different things, you know, navigating COVID at the time. And so finally on September the 1st of this year, 2022, we started the walk here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we walked 1,103 miles. We walked through Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois, South Bend, Indiana, Toledo, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then finally into Washington, D.C. And we just concluded the final mile of the walk on November the 13th. We had a lot of support. It was really beautiful to see all the different people come in from all over Turtle Island, all the different factions of AIM and all of these different groups and organizations and individuals that have been doing this work for, you know, Leonard Peltier over the years, seeing everybody come together united for one message and one prayer, which is clemency for Leonard Peltier, and sending that message directly to the White House.
Wow, that's amazing. And I talked to Madonna Thunderhawk, and she was there too, right?
Yeah, she was one of our speakers at our rally in front of the Lincoln Memorial on the 13th.
And what a OG she has been. She's been at everything from Alcatraz even before that to Line 3 up here. And I always joke when I see her, the last time I saw her in person, except for when she was in Minneapolis a week ago, I saw her on a horse at Wounded Knee, and I was like, she's like 80 years old on a horse, and I'm going, wow. But that's the warrior mentality, and she's been around forever. So we had Leonard on more than a few weeks ago, and one of the things that he said that could happen now is that people send letters directly to the president. What is your thought on that, Rachel?
Well, I would say that, of course, letters to the president, letters to the White House, emailing the White House, calling the White House, that's all helpful. It's really good to show that presence and that solidarity that we're all asking for clemency for Leonard Peltier. But something also in addition to that, that is really important and something that I learned while going to these meetings on the Hill following the end of the walk, is that it's really helpful if people can call their local senators and government officials and have them to be a part of these clemency requests that are going to the White House. You know, being a part of these letters that are being signed by senators and members of the House. And then also specifically asking them to apply pressure to the pardon attorney who is currently sitting on the clemency petition for 15 months, when normally it takes 8 to 9 for a recommendation to come from the pardon attorney on a clemency petition.
Wow. Yeah, that's we'll be blasting that out every day. And Leonard listens to our show and knows that at the end of Native Roots Radio, we always say free Leonard Peltier now. And he's very appreciative. And I think it's really a good point in what you were saying, too, that it's important that he knows that we're still thinking of him. 47 mm-hmm. years, many lifetimes.
Yeah, I recommend writing him a letter. He writes back. Almost all of the time he's responded to letters that I've sent him, and then, you know, sending him some money, you know, just help him out while he's in there so he's comfortable and taken care of.
What is your job with the American Indian Movement now? I see that you're a chapter director now. Is that your new job, or have you had that for a while?
No, I've been a director in the Grand Governing Council for a while for Indiana, Kentucky. But I'm going to be relocating to Minneapolis and just helping the movement be even stronger here at the heart.
Yeah, that's excellent. And that's needed. There's a lot of people that have been involved with the AIM over the years that are still here. You know, I can think of a lot of them that are still doing the work and are in the background. And, you know, one of the things about AIM that I always really like to talk about is that it's a spiritually led movement, and really it's leaded by the women, regardless of what happened in the 70s with the press loving the male people out in front. The women have been running AIM for since almost the beginning.
You know, on the walk too, Robert, you know, one of our main goals of the walk, of course, it was a prayer and it's a ceremony, right? And we held it like that the entire way. And I honestly don't feel that the walk would have been successful or even reached DC if we hadn't been grounded in prayer like that, because that was really important, especially on those hard days. But, you know, another goal of the walk was to raise awareness, you know, across Turtle Island nationally and internationally. And we were successful in that. You know, there's a lot of people that now know who Leonard is or know more about the story or maybe understand more of the pieces of the injustices and the human rights violations that occurred. 'Cause it's not just a Native issue. It's a human rights issue, like you mentioned with so many other things on your show.
You're absolutely right. And I think one of the things, I don't know if you remember me telling you this, but I was down there at the presidential forum in Iowa, the first Native presidential forum. And I had two questions. And the second question was, I just said two words and I want your response. And they were Leonard Peltier. And some of them didn't know that are running for president. It's just like what we ran into with ICWA. Some of those Supreme Court judges didn't know Indian law. And so it's great that that you're out there and we're out there and AIM's back and out there letting people know what's up, really.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going anywhere. And we're not going to stop, you know, fighting for our elder to be free until he's released, that he can spend time with his people and his community, so he can go to ceremony, so he can spend time with his family, his children, his great-grandchildren. You know, all of these things that he's been robbed of for 47 years, he can't get that back, but they can still let him have this time that he has left on the earth.
Rachel, we're going to take a quick break. Do you mind hanging on through the break? And we can ask a few more questions and really rally upon the great leader that you are and have become. I really appreciate you being on. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll hang around.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're with Rachel Thunder of the American Indian Movement. We'll be right back after this.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Airports are packed nationwide as millions of people try to dodge a brutal winter storm.
It's been hectic, O'Hare, a little more wild than usual.
The storm will impact most of the country. The House will now consider a $1.7 trillion spending bill to keep the lights on in D.C. after it was passed in the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
A lot of hard work, a lot of compromise, but we funded the government with an aggressive investment in American families, American workers, American national defense.
A judge says FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried can post a $250 million bond, and he's headed now to live with his parents in California before trial. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The judge agreed to the bail package that prosecutors called the largest pretrial bond ever after weighing the seriousness of the offenses and preponderance of evidence against his lack of prior criminal history and low probability of being a flight risk due to his great notoriety.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking drivers to be very careful of their holiday travel. Driving may not even be possible in some parts of Wisconsin tomorrow because of the potential for blizzard conditions. 24-hour road conditions are online at 511WI.gov. Two people who lived at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in King are dead, and people are asking questions about the quality of care. One resident was unsupervised when he went outside to smoke and accidentally started his clothes on fire. Another resident with diabetes slipped into a coma. He apparently didn't get his blood sugar checked for 6 days. He died of a staph infection. The agency that runs the home denies the deaths are due to improper care. In sports, the Bucks lost to Cleveland last night 114-106. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Then we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Native American Community Development Institute. We want to remind you that the Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, also partners with the All My Relations Arts Gallery, which is currently showcasing She Who Lives on the Road to War by Rosie Sima's Dance. There are limited performances between now and December 15th for you to be able to watch this wonderful, beautiful dance performance in person. Go to allmyrelationsarts.com to get your tickets.
Awesome. Yes, Rosie's totally awesome. And, you know, her mother has just gotten a few awards in the last month. We just passed on, you know, Laura Waterman, you know, and she was great on the radio and with McGeezy and all the years. And really sad to see her go on her journey. We're here with Chapter Director of American Indian Grand Council, Rachel Thunder, and we're talking about a lot of things. We were talking about the walk, but I want to talk about AIM for a minute here. And one of the things that I would like our audience to know is, one, how to get a hold of AIM, how do you become AIM, how do you support AIM, the American Indian Movement, which has been around with your flag in the background since 1968?
Well, there's probably a lot of different answers to that question, depending on who you're talking to. But right. For Robert, AIM is AIM. You know, it doesn't matter if you're Grand Governing Council, autonomous, grassroots, independent. You know, if you're doing work for the community and you're serving your community in a good way, you know, and you're that warrior for the people and whatever gifts that you have and you're using them for the people, then you're AIM. And, you know, like you said, the American Indian Movement Grand Governing Council was officially founded in 1968. But in my mind, in my heart, AIM and the spirit of AIM has existed since the beginning of colonization. You can't put a date on it. You know, but if you want to get into you know, officially, you know, a sanctioned chapter or a sanctioned support group, then you would reach out to the American Indian Movement Grand Governing Council. So that would be like Lisa Bellinger, Frank Perro, Ray Bacasegua Valdez, all of those individuals and executive Grand Governing Council, and they can kind of walk you through that process. And we do have an email and a website, and that's the AIM GGC website. You can look that up, reach out on there, reach out to us on our Facebook page, all of those things. But you know, I think that some people get confused. You know they think that if they're not Grand Governing Council, then they're not AIM, and that's not the case. There's a lot of groups out there that are not a part of Grand Governing Council that are doing really, really good work and strong work for their people and for their communities, and they're just as much AIM as anybody else.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. And I know we had Clyde on many times on our show, and that's basically what he said, too, Clyde Belcourt, the late, great Clyde Belcourt. And it's good to hear that tradition, too, because believe you me, I have a lot of swag, and I like to represent AIM in a good way when I'm out and about. And it also scares a lot of the Wasichus when they see that logo. Ho, wah. that's just me. Hey, does anybody here have any questions? Like our young intern, I know she wants to ask something, don't you?
So how is it working with AIM?
I don't consider myself to work for AIM. I just am AIM, I guess, if that makes sense. Just a lifestyle, you know. It's I go to the grocery store, I'm still AIM, you know. And so if you see anything that's happening or see something, you know, someone needs help or you're there at the right moment or the right time, then you help. That's what you do. You don't have to be wearing a patch or flying the flag or wearing the jacket. You know, you can be AIM anytime. It's not really a job. It's more of a lifestyle or a way of being.
Wow. That's an awesome question and an awesome response. And that goes back to saying, if you believe your AIM, you are AIM in a good way. And remembering our values, and also that AIM was founded in a spiritual, it's a spiritual movement. And if you keep that in mind, Rachel, I think you'll be doing good wearing any kind of AIM swag, or just being an OG granny, too. Oh.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, AIM is first and foremost a spiritual movement. And, you know, there's certain values that we hold, you know, working for your communities, having good standing in your communities, and holding sobriety, you know, holding, being that way. And that kind of ties into the being grounded in prayer and traditional ceremony, holding sobriety like that, and setting a good example for your communities and for your people.
You know, and one of the things, too, I've noticed, and I try to do this as much as possible, is show up. You know, that's 90% of life is showing up in wherever, if it is a DNR protest or a walk for justice or a walk for Leonard, is to show up and in a good way. And people, you know, appreciate that. And it's showing up, and that's part of being in the community, right, Rachel?
It is. And I think back, there was a few years ago, I was a part of some actions that were happening around an MMIW case. And we were all going to the hearings and to the court cases. And there were people that were complaining, that were saying, you know, oh, I didn't get invited, or why is so-and-so here? They weren't invited. And one of the elders there said, warriors don't need invitations. And I think about that a lot, you know, with all of these different actions and protests or prayers or ceremonies, or, you know, however you want to look at it, a warrior doesn't need an invitation, and it shouldn't be divided between different factions or cliques or nations of people. You know, all of these issues that we're up against, their indigenous issues, their human rights issues, and we need everybody to stand together on it.
Yeah, that's well put. And it's great to see that you and AIM are saying that, because it's very important. We have a legacy with the American Indian Movement, a strong legacy, and to be united as Native Americans, indigenous people of the North, is what we need to do. And the colonized thinking is to divide us, and we don't want to be divided. We see what happens with that, and it's great to hear you say these things, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Robert. And that was one of the things that we felt really good about in D.C., you know, because they traditionally, this colonization or that mindset, or colonizers or settlers, however you, it's like a mindset, it's not a race of people. One of the tactics that have been used against our people is to divide us and to make us look like we're not united. And on the 13th,
I think we just lost Rachel.
Is I think right? We did. Technology is you know, Robert, when you talk about powerful stuff, sometimes technology starts to go a little haywire, right?
Well, you know, and I agree, and I've always told you the story, Ogma, is like we're made out of electrons, and, you know, we're around electrons and things like that. And it looks like, oh, look at our friend Beth, AIM kicked the doors open. That's right. Beth of Warrior Women Director, and I just saw Warrior Women on TPT just a couple nights ago. That was just awesome to have that on. And these things, how much do you know? I'm going to ask our intern, how much do you know about the American Indian Movement as being a youngster?
I'd say I know enough to know what it is, but I don't know everything. Everyone has something to learn, and I want to be more involved in learning and being AIM, like Rachel was saying.
Yeah, that's a great way to think, too. And I know, Ogama, when you were down during the George Floyd ordeal, protecting stuff, you had some AIM swag on, too, and you were AIM, too, right?
I was, yeah. During the riots that followed the murder of George Floyd. There was a number of people organized by NACTI and with the help of AIM in Minneapolis, because leadership had just transferred over and Native Roots Radio had helped cover that information immediately preceding that. Me and my now spouse drove down to the Twin Cities and brought our car and parked it in front of the doors of the Minneapolis American Indian Center, and stayed up all night, two nights in a row, ready for what might have happened on Franklin Avenue. And there was a lot of people in the community and from outside the community like us who had showed up to play that role. And that, I think, really is what the spirit of AIM is about. It's people who show up and people who are there to protect and serve our communities directly.
Ogama, do you have a time to play? Do we have time to play that clip right now that we were talking about? And maybe you can. We can go a little.
Longer. I don't know how much time we have left in the segment, Robert. I think we're coming up on just a couple of minutes left in the segment, but I know that. Oh, go ahead, Robert. I can't see the times. Can you tell?
Yeah, we have a minute and 40 seconds.
It was about a 3-minute clip, but I could start the next segment with it if you want, Robert. Leonard Peltier sent a statement for a day of mourning today or earlier this week, and we would be happy to. I was able to read it out earlier today. So
did you do it with some music in the background and a male voice, or did you just do it? No, I'm just kidding. Hey.
I couldn't do it in Leonard Peltier's voice, but Beth Castle just chimed in and reminded us that AIM is a movement and a mindset. AIM is women of all Red Nations, and that she'll keep Native Roots Radio in the loop as she launches the Women of Wounded Knee exhibit for the 50th anniversary. So we're really excited about that. Women of Wounded Knee exhibit sounds phenomenal. Miigwech to you, Beth.
Yeah, and it'll be down at Wounded Knee, too, so I'm going to try and get down there this year for the 50th anniversary and hopefully see Madonna Thunderhawk on a horse again for her 82nd birthday. That blew my mind. But, hey, why don't we take a quick break here, and we'll lead off. We'll have you intro Leonard's letter and have you read it, so it's good. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. You'll find high quality food and unique eating experiences with dishes from around the world. Just visit eatlocalminnesota.com for your next meal. Bruner's Supper Club invites you to Maggie's Lounge, an exciting new bar lounge. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 for cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. So stop by Bruner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 for dinner, drinks, and live music from both big name local and national artists. Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh!
Yeah, good one. Yeah. The intern kicked it in today, too. Good one. Yes. Right on. Hey, we're back here, and we're going to be taking a break. We're going to have best ofs on the next few days here on the Civic Media Network. But we're talking. Yesterday, we had a great conversation about Thanksgiving and what it means to a lot of Native Americans. And so I think it'd be fitting, Ogma, if you read Leonard's letter, and maybe I could put some music in the background or maybe not.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Leonard Peltier's or representatives of Leonard Peltier have sent Leonard Peltier's official Day of Mourning statement for 2022, and it is available for the public. So if without further ado, I will read that now. Greetings, my relatives, friends, loved ones, and supporters. First, I want to say how deeply grateful I am that you would want to hear what I have to say. It is an honor to be with you in spirit, though I am far away. Being my age and having spent these many years in prison plays on your heart to the nth degree. I am here because I wanted to make a difference for our people, and I want to encourage others to do the same. My heart has not changed, and my intentions have not changed. The love and faith I have in our future generation has not changed. All the world now faces the same challenges that our people foretold regarding climate damage being caused by people who take more than they need, dismissing the teachings of our fathers and the knowledge of countless generations living upon the earth in harmony. I may sound a bit dramatic and sensitive, but after all these years and the 78 journeys around the sun, I often feel and think that I should speak my mind and heart to whomever I can, whenever I can, because at my age, you never know if you are going to live another 20 years or 20 minutes. Our people have been through a lot. Generations have been imprisoned, beaten, murdered, dispossessed of our lands, and they fought so we might live. We are proud of our ancestors. I have tried to make the best of my time upon the earth in my given circumstances. To say the least, this has not been an enjoyable life journey, but I am proud to have been given a chance to stand for our people. I encourage you to do the same. I am not a speaker, but I have spoken. I am not a leader, but I have led. Having said this, knowing what I know now, feeling what I've felt, seeing what I've seen, and hearing what I've heard, I would do it all over again. For as our ancestors loved a future for us, I love all people who have walked upon this earth. I recognize her as the greatest manifestation of the Creator, and she should be recognized as such. On this day of mourning, I encourage you with a hopeful heart to continue to gather and have ceremony in remembrance of all our people, especially those who have given their lives so that we might live. Each of you has within you the potential to make a difference in the world. Each of you has the opportunity and ability to do one act of kindness to someone in need and one act to make the earth a better place for all life. I, with the help of others, have started a food forest movement. We encourage all people throughout the earth to plant at least one fruit-bearing tree so that the animals and all creatures of the earth will have healthier food, better air, and cleaner water. Forgive me if I have said too much or too little. Time in this place is often irrelevant to the task at hand. May the Creator bless you, your families, and all our peoples of like mind. Peace, love, and blessings in the spirit of Crazy Horse. Doksha, Leonard Peltier, Metakoyasin.
Wow, thank you, Ogma, for reading that.
Brought me to tears when I read it earlier today when it came in.
Free Leonard Peltier. Now, again, you know, just to briefly touch on it again, what Rachel said and what we've talked about many times is that he's not in prison for murder. He's in for aiding and abetting. And if he wasn't Native American and if they didn't want to teach us a lesson, he would have been out after a few years in prison for aiding and abetting a murder. So we pray for him. He's 78 years old, and we need him out as soon as possible. Gets really emotional when this can happen here in this land of so-called free and brave and all those things. It's disappointing. How do the young ones feel, Ayana? How do you feel? It's been a pretty heavy duty show today.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of my peers really believe in like the cause, believing in we need to free this. He doesn't deserve to be in jail, and we have to do what we can as people.
Yeah, good words there. And, you know, Ogama, the things that are suggested are letters to the senators now and the representatives, because they're on the radar. It sounds like Rachel and people from American Indian Movement were able to talk to some senators when they were in Washington for the walk.
Yeah, Rachel had mentioned that, and for those of you that are listening, I know Leonard Peltier encouraged planting of a fruit tree if you can, which is funny because I did do that earlier this year. I was able to acquire some choke cherries and planted those, but it's winter now, and you can take some time and warm up and send letters to your senators, to your representatives, or to President Biden, asking for Leonard Peltier's clemency and immediate release. So if you haven't yet, make sure to Google who are my representatives, and you'll most likely get a pretty quick and easy answer to find who your representatives are and how to contact them directly.
Yeah, it's ironic too, in a good way, that Leonard mentioned to plant these fruit trees or fruit plants, so our relatives with hooves and tails and fins and big schnozzes can eat too, because they take over my yard anyway. So got a possum back there now.
A possum? That I don't know that I've ever seen a possum in real life, but I'm excited because they're gentle and sweet creatures. Yeah. So consider yourself blessed. We have woodpeckers where I live, which are nice.
We do too. Well, we have the squirrel. What we have in our backyard, because Wendy feeds them, is we have, of course, squirrels. We just got a white squirrel showing up too. So we have like a dozen squirrels. We have a raccoon that comes every night, and, you know, he's got a little burglar, you know, mask on and little fingers and a thumb. And then, of course, we have the blackbirds, the big hawks. The eagles fly over our head too, and so we got to protect our little dogs. And so we have many sacred animals flying over the pilot residence here in sunny St. Paul, Minnesota.
We're having in the spirit of Wendy Pilot, who's not on today, we're having a little bit of an animal section, acknowledging our sacred relatives with many different ways of transportation. And, you know, we're about to see those colder months. So remember to be kind to all living things. And, Robert, what do you usually close the show with?
Well, I wanted to say this before I close the show, is that people, if you're with your families, love them, hold them, talk to them. We don't know how long they'll be with us. And to our relatives that have passed on, we will see you again soon, and hold a place for us in a good way. And for people that are celebrating, celebrate with your family and be thankful that they're still with us, and talk to somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time, because everybody needs to be talked to in a good way. So we need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.